Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you were able to tune in to our 6 to 7 show this morning. We've been kind of hanging out, and here we are again at the afternoon. And I do want to remind you that these are completely different shows. Jennifer was saying that, right?
We don't always remind people that if you caught us at 6 in the morning, you can tune in again at 2, and it's a different show.
Yeah, and if you missed any part of our show, you can always go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen to all of our back shows there. Also on iTunes, download us. Give us a, rate us so that we can really get out there. So that's another way. But I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. We've got Tom here. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's great on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, Cam.
Sherry?
Great. Getting ready to go to Florida next week to speak at a big intervention conference.
Oh, what is it about?
I'll be speaking about my book, The Law of Sobriety.
Very cool. Very cool. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. And I am Kim. And if this is your first time joining us today, God, we have a great show for you today. We always talk about the brighter side of life, and we are in the 805 right now. But not only that, is we talk about things that can add value to your life. I do want to remind you, we always have things that are going on. We sponsor and promote different events that are going on all the way through the 805. And let's talk about that a little bit right now. Our phone number is how you get in touch with all those and get hooked up here. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I would love you to be a part of it. All you have to do is give us a call and mention what it is that we're promoting, and you'll be entered, and one of the team members will get back with you. We've been giving tons of stuff away. I love it. So today, Tom, what do we have?
We have, from the Rotary, we have two events in the same day, the 28th Annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament that is happening October 6th, and it is a tournament that features the scramble format. A lot of fun, great cause, North Ranch Country Club, beautiful country club, and you will be there. Along with that, at 6:30, same evening, optional poker tournament begins, and I would definitely take that option. The poker sounds fun after golf, or you can pick one or the other.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And of course, Farm Day is
Farm Day happening. Has another 2 hours.
Yeah, there you go. And but I guess you could get over to the farm to table
if you have a fast. You can get out there fast. You could go. Farm Day 4 to 8:30. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you
and
can.
They
eat.
Have live music too. For
yeah. Eating's good, right?
No, for dinner. It's supposed to be a great dinner tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Also, we've got tickets to Conviction over at the Rubicon, and we have tickets to the Ventura Comedy Festival, Laughter by the Sea. And on our morning show, we talked to one of the three blonde moms. But we've got Bad Girls of Comedy, and then we've got Clean Comedy Show. So we've got that. And of course, it's Harvest Festival time, and that is October 3rd through the 5th. 10 to 6 and 10 to 5, and we've got tickets. That is over at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. So let's do something right now. Let's give away some Harvest tickets for the Harvest Festival, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest is Paul Dolan, and his book is Happiness by Design, Change What You Do, Not How You Think. And
I have a lot to ask him.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Also, we're going to meet with Nancy Lasota and John Grace, and they're going to talk about the Sunrise Rotary of Westlake Village. It's a golf tournament and poker tournament that we just talked about. And then I know that you've been looking hot over there, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We're going to have Dr. Warner from Reduce Medical Weight Control.
She's amazing.
She's a great
consultant.
And we're going to talk about a unique way to lose weight and their program over there. So stay with us. And I'm so excited for you to be here. I know that you got lots of choices, but always on Saturdays, 6 to 7 is my show, the Start Your Day in a Positive Way. And then right here, 2 to 3, completely different shows. Also, you know, like us on Facebook so that you can be entered to win there. And again, if you miss any part of our shows, you can listen on CampaganoShow.com. All of our podcasts are there and also on iTunes. All right. Paul, are you there?
Hello, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely.
It's 8:05 in the evening here, so it's getting dark.
Ah, okay. And you're in London?
In London, yeah.
Very good. All my family's back there, so I like that. So tell us a little bit, why aren't people happier?
Why aren't they happier?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big question to start with. So I think one
know.
Of the, Yeah, let's, you know, start with something nice and easy, shall we?
Well, it looks like by your title that it's because we talk about it and we don't do things to change to make ourselves be happy.
Yeah.
So I think there's a number of things. First of all, I think, like the basic insight in the book, really, or one of them, is that we are what we pay attention to. So what you pay attention to determines what you do and also affects how you feel. And when we're thinking about what things will make us happy, if we're not as happy as we might otherwise be, it's because we're misforecasting how much attention we will pay to things. So let me give an example. If you think you're going to, if I ask you, how much happier will you be when you get a pay rise? The question that you're really thinking about is, how much happier will I be when I get a pay rise and when I'm thinking about a pay rise? And of course, if you did get a pay rise and if you did spend all of your time thinking about how much happy the pay rise made you, you would indeed be happy, and you would be happy for quite some time. But what happens, of course, as many of us will have experience of, when you get the pay rise, it's quite attention-seeking to begin with, but you quickly get used to it. And you quickly start paying attention to other things in your life, like the X Factor, like pizza, like arguments with your children, all of which have very little to do with that pay rise. So I think one of the major mistakes we make is that we think something's really going to matter because we're thinking how much it will matter. And then in the experience of our lives, we quickly get used to things.
Dr. Dolan, this is Sherry Gabe. I'm a licensed psychotherapist. And I do like your theory. The only thing is, you say we are what we pay attention to. Well, what I believe in is we can pay attention to our thoughts. I mean, we're going to have all sorts of thoughts. So the thoughts that are negative, we just need to acknowledge, okay, that's a negative thought. Now I'm going to possibly reframe it to something that I really do want.
But I
do agree with what we pay attention to is important in terms of the action that we take.
Yeah, so one of the things is that, I mean, of course, if you read any self-help book, it's essentially about how to think yourself differently, you know, things like be positive and so on. And of course, there's considerable merit in, you know, if you're able to do that. But the challenge is, it's really what the behavioral sciences have taught us over the last two decades in psychology and economics and neuroscience is that it's actually really hard to change minds. It's actually really hard to change the way you think about things. And in fact, if you actually think about the last time you changed your mind about anything significant, it was probably quite some time ago. And that most of what we do actually simply comes about rather than being thought about. So what I argue in the book is that it's why it's got the subtitle Change What You Do, Not How You Think, is that if you think about wanting to pay attention to what you're doing and who you're with, as we all know, I think most of us feel happier when we're actually paying attention to the experiences that we have with the people that we have them with. So you can do that, of course, by consciously thinking so. But you can also do it by trying to design environments and situations in ways that make it easier for you to do that without having to think too hard about it. So, you know, if you don't want to be distracted by Facebook updates, tweets, emails and internet and text messages when you're out with friends, turn your phone off. That will help you be mindful without you necessarily having to go through mindfulness training and the effort of having to retrain your mind. You can do that without too much effort.
Well, you know, what I love, and when I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I love the name Happiness by Design. To me, it gives you almost like the structure that you can design your own life to be happy. And, you know, I mean, it's research that the people that you hang out with, you know, need to be positive, supporting, loving, you know, people that admire you. If you hang out with negative people, that's kind of where you're going to be, you know. So is that some of the things that you talk about in your book?
It is, yeah. So I think so. This is, I think, where the kind of conscious thought and the thinking and the effort comes in, is to think about how you can create an environment within which you can then allow yourself to unconsciously and automatically run free without then having to think too hard about it subsequently. Because what the science has taught us is, of course, the brain is basically lazy and it wants to conserve energy. It's why, you know, it's why it tries to create habit loops. So it'll be why sometimes you'll have to check whether you've turned the oven off or whether you've locked the house. Because when you think about whether you've done those things, you don't consciously know that you have, because it's an automated process. So what I say is that if you think about trying to create habits that make it easier for you to be happy and harder for you to do the things that you don't want to do, then you can let yourself run free. And one of the great insights is that we can actually trick ourselves, sometimes even if we know we're being tricked. So there's a considerable amount of evidence around how different primes in our environment influence us. And you can even sometimes prime yourself, as I say, even in ways that you might know that that's what you're trying to do. So, you know, if you want to spend less money shopping online, change your banking password to don't spend so much money. And even though you know you've changed your password to don't spend so much money, to spend less money, you probably will spend less.
So it's kind of setting up discipline, right?
It sounds like playing games with your
yourself.
With yourself. I mean, I think it's definitely another option, but I do have to disagree with you about our minds not changing. I mean, they have studies that show that when you meditate, you know, if you're consciously meditating on a daily basis, it does change the way you're able to react differently to situations. I know this personally.
I don't doubt that, but that's a, you know, that's an effortful activity. Meditation and mindfulness training isn't for everybody. And so if you can do this, you know, and of course it's nearly always never an either or anyway.
Right.
But you can do simple things in your life that make it easier for you to be happier or to do the things that you want to do and not do the things that you don't.
Right.
Effortfully having to do it by first of all accepting actually that we are automatic creatures. I mean, you make between 2,000 and 10,000 decisions every day. Your head would explode if you had to think about making all of those effortfully.
Is it possible?
So your automatic unconscious mind, which has evolved over billions of years to help make your life easier, helps make your life easier. And so it's why it takes its cues for your behavior from very local situational aspects, and why, as you mentioned earlier as well, we you know, the influence of other people. We've evolved to be social animals, to be like people like us.
Right,
so
right.
if you want to do more of, I don't know, exercising or eating healthily or, you know, walking in the park or working less or working more, if you hang out with people that do those things, you're much more likely to want to become like them, almost effortlessly, because you've evolved to want, you know, to kind of take your cues from action from others. So whilst it's entirely plausible and possible that you can change how you think, I argue that I think at least alongside that, and in many instances much less effortfully, you can change your environment in ways that make you happier without then having to think too hard about it.
Paul, now, what is your background in, you know, I mean, is this your first book, by the way?
Yeah, it's my first trade book. It's the first book that I'm trying to get people to buy.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I've written academic books before that no one buys. And I've also got lots of academic papers that no one outside of academia reads. So I thought it was about time I tried to get out there to a wider audience.
Right. What is your journey in this?
So I have a PhD in economics. And I spent the first decade of my academic career trying to value the impact of healthcare interventions. You know, how do we value the benefits of heart transplants and surgery and so on in ways that enable us to spend scarce public monies in ways that do the most good? And I was pretty successful at that. And I won a prize, and I also won some money and stuff. And it basically meant that I had opportunity to not teach for a bit and go off to some conferences. And I noticed that there was a Economics of Happiness conference on in Milan. And I thought, well, that sounds quite fun. So I went to it, and I met a, so basically it was the same time as Kahneman had just won his Nobel Prize. And many of you will know Kahneman as being the author of Thinking Fast and Slow.
Right.
And so he was at that conference, and we met, and we, you know, spoke for a few minutes, and he very kindly invited me over to the States, and I went over to the States and worked with him for a bit, and kind of got more into measuring happiness directly. So how we could value the impact of healthcare interventions and a whole range of other things in life.
I have a
by
question.
Looking at their impact on people's experiences.
I have a question. I was looking through the book, and I know you mentioned that living in a quiet neighborhood is more important than having a big house. My immediate thought was that having peace of mind is more important than things. But do you mean something more than that, or did I read that the right way?
Yeah, I think that's one interpretation, and it certainly wouldn't be wrong to think that. I think it comes down to what you pay attention to. So our minds are naturally drawn to things that are uncertain. So if you listen to a ticking clock, most people get used to that relatively quickly. Of course, not everybody, but because the ticks are at a constant rate, and so your mind can tune out of paying attention to it because it's not novel and exciting. If you live on a busy street, when the car horns toot or the traffic goes by or people shout outside, it's not every 15 minutes or every 15 seconds or 15 hours. It's at very random times. So your mind is having to pay attention to it. And so you're drawn to the noise. And you're drawn to the noise, obviously, in ways that make you feel less happy. You don't get used to noise. The evidence from a few studies shows that traffic noise and uncertain noise continues to draw attention to itself in ways that make people feel less good.
You know, the new song, Happy. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. That's one
it's
of my,
great song.
Yeah. And have you been watching The Voice at all?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the number one show.
But he is really in his mind. And I love that, you know. But I think happy is kind of a new word that we're all living up to this unrealistic world now. I think that happiness means, and Sherry, maybe you can kind of comment on this too, and same with you.
Sorry, I'm really struggling to hear you at the moment, actually. You seem to have just disappeared.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
A bit, yes, I can a bit.
Okay.
A bit.
So I was saying happiness is so overused now, and even though I love, you know, his new song, Happiness, but I think that we need to be careful in a sense that we're not all looking for this happiness that's so out of, you know, this world.
That would be turning off Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
everyone's always posting, I'm happy, I'm this, I'm that.
I think it's a lot of pressure for people.
To live
or how
to
many
that.
Likes. Oh, I'm happier because I have more likes on my Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, one
thing
I wanted to say, I work in the addiction field also. And the idea in the addiction field is we sometimes work with clients and we tell them to act their way into right thinking versus thinking their way into right acting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm probably not saying the saying exactly right, but, you know, you do have a point here. I mean, sometimes you just have to do what's known as contrary action in order to change the way you think and feel.
Yeah, so that's super interesting, and that's what the evidence, I think, now tells us. Is I think we used to, if we were having this conversation a decade or so ago, we would have thought, as I think you just said, you know, you think and then you act. You change people's attitudes, motivations, goals, and you change action. But I think what we're increasingly aware of is that actually attitudes, beliefs, goals, and motivations are often constructed off the back of the action.
Well, that's why we have a whole life coaching business. I'm a psychotherapist, but also a certified transformational coach. And coaching is really about action. Therapy is really about thinking. And we're finding that, you know, coaching can be very effective to move people forward without therapy unless they have real mental illness.
Right.
Exactly.
And I love your name, Happiness by Design, because I'm a hair therapist also. And you have to, you know, you have to work at your life. it's not a gift. We all have a chance, and we all can live our lives, you know, with kind of like what possibilities are brought to our table. But you have to take that by the bull by the horns and live your best life.
Because we're responsible for our own happiness. Correct. You can't expect your children, your parents, your spouse to make you happy. You do have to find your own happiness and find what makes you happy. And it's probably not going to be what you think makes you happy.
Correct.
Or maybe a better word would be fulfilled. What fulfills you? Why are you here?
What fills your purpose?
You know, why,
there you go.
What is it that
I love it?
Yeah.
And be respectful that what fulfills everyone's cup is different. Sherry and I were talking about this. What makes her happy might not make me happy, but that doesn't mean there's something wrong with either one of us.
And then put a husband and a wife together, okay? Right? And how do you bring what his family filled his life with and your family? And then it's kind of like you just got to keep working at it. And I love that you're Happiness by Design. Where do we find out more about you, and where do we get your book?
Sorry, can I just quickly say something on what happiness is? Because I think that's a really interesting insight about
we are almost, we are, I went over, I would love to have you back.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, but I would love to keep in touch with you, and I would love to tell everybody where to get your book.
Okay, cool. So Happiness by Design, Change What You Do, Not How You Think, published by Hudson Street Press, available anywhere that has any sense.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it. And again, Happiness by Design, Change What You Do, Not How You Think. So I love it. All right. Gosh, we are off to a great start today. We've got lots of things going on here. Again, we've got Nancy Lasota just walked in our studio, John Grace here, and we are talking about the Sunrise Rotary Gold. Gold tournament and poker tournament. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, stay with us because we've got a really great show. We are going to give away some Ventura Comedy Festival tickets, Laughter by the Sea. And we've got the 8 o'clock Bad Girls Comedy and then the Clean Comedy at 8 o'clock, both on Saturday, right? Today?
Yes, they are. Farm Day goes all the way up until 8:30. That's going to be a great event to go to, Zero Waste Event, and Farm to Table Chef Tim Kilcoyne will be there.
There you go.
We still have time to make it for dinner.
There you go. And but we are also going to give away tickets right now to the Ventura Comedy Festival. So again, call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
On September 27th, join the Students for Eco Education in Agriculture at the second annual Ventura County Farm Day. Each location will have activities including guided tours, farmer meet and greets, question and answer sessions, taste testing, produce picking, and more. This is a free, fun day for the entire family, and participants are encouraged to visit as many farms as they can. The Farm Day festivities will continue through the evening at McGrath Family Farm in Camarillo with the Ventura County Farm Day Barbecue. Local farm-to-table chef Tim McCoyne will be providing seasonal sides while the young farmers and ranchers are grilling up the storm. Milk and Honey Farm will supply the delectable desserts. Again, this event is for the entire family. There'll be live music, dancing, photo booth, and games to keep the kids entertained. Visit the Farm Day website at VenturaCountyFarmDay.com for more information and purchase tickets to the Farm Day Barbecue at VenturaCountyFarmDayBBQ.eventbrite.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451. Or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 every morning, every Saturday morning right here. Start your day in a positive way, and then again with a completely different show from 2 to 3 right here on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to say we have had lots of calls and lots of people. We are all hooked up with all these amazing events that are happening right here in the 805. And our next great event is it's the 20th annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament, but not only golf tournament this time on October 6th, they have a poker tournament, and that is their first annual one. And joining us here is John Grace, and we're going to find out a little bit about how you can be a part of that. But what I want to stress is this is a win-win. Rotary Club of Westlake, like all the Rotaries that people know about, they support so many great things. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. And I'm so glad to be a part of that. So, John, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What a beautiful day in paradise, huh?
There you go. There you go. So tell us about, one, about Rotary and all the support that Rotary does. What a great international. It's international, but we're talking about right here in the 805. This is a great event that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about your involvement.
Yes, I like to say that Rotary does outstanding work around the corner, around the world, you know. And Rotary, along with the Red Cross, American Red Cross, as I understand it, are the only two non-governmental agencies that have seats on the UN. I mean, we're seeing some things happen in the news these days, right?
Wow.
You're reporting on it. And it's kind of nice to see, you know, a group of people as volunteers, 1.2 million of us around the world. In fact, there are more countries represented in Rotary than there are countries in the UN, which is very interesting. So Rotary's everywhere, whether it's helping people with water or food or after disasters or eradicating polio or, you know, feeding the homeless around the corner. Whatever it takes, Rotary just happens to show up in a very, very, very meaningful way.
I love it. I love it. So tell us about this golf tournament that you guys are doing. Now, this is a 28th annual.
Can you believe that? Yeah, the Rotary Club of Westlake Village Sunrise. It's a long time, yeah. It's been around for a long time. I believe our club was established in 1985. I served as president back in the late 90s. And, yes, this is our 28th annual at North Ranch Country Club, which, of course, is one of the most premier clubs in the country and certainly as a golf course. But just the setting alone is just inspirational.
This is Sherry Gaba, John. Is this the Rotary Club in Westlake that meets really early in the morning?
Yes, it is.
I heard about you
Friday
guys.
Morning.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
0700, yes.
Sounds early. Like start your day in a positive way. There
yeah,
you go,
really.
Right?
That's right. And these folks, you know, they're just brimming with energy. Everybody's awake and alive. Everybody's in a good mood. It kind of is a great way to end the week, and it's also a great way to start the weekend. So we generally get it underway at 7 o'clock and typically have a speaker. We talk about Rotary business. We learn about what's going on in the community around the world, where we can roll up our sleeves. And we're out of there at 8:30 after having an outstanding buffet breakfast.
They're charged and ready to go. I love
that's
that.
That's right.
I love
ready
it.
To change the world.
Yeah, there you go. So 9 a.m. is check-in, right, first of all,
yes,
for this great day. You know, it's funny. I am not. I wouldn't say I'm a golfer, but I like it, you know, and it's there's just it's so much fun being out there, being, you know, going through
being in nature. You know, Father's Day this year, I went to my brother's country club and I really never golfed and it was really nice.
Yeah,
had a good time.
Day outside.
Really fun. Yeah, it's a social. It's totally
absolutely
a social.
But I like that also if you don't golf, if you're perhaps your husband or your spouse, your friend or someone golfs all day, you can meet them for the poker tournament in the evening.
Yeah.
Yes. In
that's
fact,
really
you can
nice.
Start off with around 6:30 with dinner if you'd like to have an outstanding meal for dinner. This will be obviously all day for golf. And then starting around 6:30, we'll transform into poker. So some people will be staying for a long day of, you know, golf and then poker. Some people will be coming just for dinner and then playing poker. And, you know, poker players love a good poker tournament. So, you know, a bad day of poker is always better than a good day at work. So they'll be showing up for something to eat, you know, and to play some poker. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, if you don't know how to play poker, will there be tables set up for, like, the beginner poker player?
Yes.
So it's all levels.
Yes, all levels are welcome. It's Texas Hold'em, and, you know, everybody, the door is open, so we'd love to have you. We've got a couple of sites that folks can see all the details, whether it's poker or golf that they are interested in, and they can buy those tickets directly online.
John, give out that that website.
Sure. They're very similar. It's sunriserotarygolfer.com.
Okay, perfect.
And then sunriserotarypoker.com.
Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect. Now, I want to just talk about the cost, okay, of what it is for a single golfer. Can you talk about that
yes.
a little bit?
Sure. The single golfer fee is $250. A foursome is $900. A foursome with a tee sign is $1,000. And dinner only is $65.
Right. So
now, I should mention that we're also doing a helicopter ball drop.
I've been to one of those. I love that.
Before.
Tell us about that.
It's pretty cool. You don't have to be present to win, but with a whopping $10, you know, we put effectively your name on a golf ball. A helicopter flies over one of the holes, dumps a whole bunch of whoever the entrants are, their golf balls around the hole. And in the event one falls in, then you may be. We've had winners of $4,000 to $5,000 cash, some present, some not. Yeah, so they didn't have to play. They didn't have to show up. And, you know, $10 could get you $4,000 to $5,000 right back in your pocket.
I love it. But, you know, more than anything, this is just such a great cause. Where does all the money go towards?
It's around the corner and it's around the world. So Rotary, typically the clubs make contributions in various ways to Rotary International. That's out of Chicago area. So that's how the folks, you know, out of Chicago determine where there are needs that might be anywhere in the world you can think of, and then show up with checks in their, you know, denominated dollars so that they can do the work that needs to be done. And then some of the money stays right here at home where it's feeding the needy, where it's doing good work for the blind, where it's actually delivering, you know, Meals on Wheels, for example. So these, as I say, are great volunteers, not afraid to roll up their hands and get the work done as they're having a good job, a good time, trying to do what they can to make the place, you know, our world as we know it, a little less spiteful.
There you go. And I love that, you know, the brighter side. That's what this is. This is another way of getting involved. And
yes.
Again, it's a win-win. You know, you go out there, you have a great day, you know, play some golf, maybe eat some dinner. You know, if that's not your deal, poker tournament, like you said, I mean, they're going to, you know, all skills levels are welcome.
But what can you win? What are the prizes?
Oh.
Speaking of win-win.
For poker. Yeah, it's a buy-in of $100. And we'll have, you know, add-ons for like $20 where you get, I believe it's 1,500 chips up front. and another 1,000 for the add-ons at $20, all right? And then right now we've got a number of items that we have on the list. Probably the best one we have at this point is an ultra-high-definition 50-inch 4K TV. And right now, those
TV.
Are the rage.
I know, that's yeah.
great. Yeah, very cool.
I want it, okay?
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to fight John for this.
That's right. There's a men's Bulova watch. We've got a couple of dinners lined up. This happens to be out of Hermosa Beach, but they do, at this restaurant, I've been there myself, and I paid like $100 a person. And it was a magnificent dinner paired with fine wines, and the sommelier from the wineries come in and talk to you about what you're drinking and what you're eating, and you're like, I can't get enough of either one of these. I'll have some more. So there are a number of good prizes that we have and more on the way.
Very cool.
That
very cool.
Really fun.
Can you give out the website one more time so all my listeners can
sure,
get involved?
Sure. In fact, we can talk about this, but the website for either one will get you to the other one. So if you're interested in poker, for example, by visiting sunriserotarypoker.com, you'll see also sunriserotarygolfer.com. So mm-hmm. either way, they work hand in hand. It's one day, and we thought it was a great opportunity to get as much mileage out of one day by being able to host two events on the same day for maybe different groups of people.
I love it. I think it's a win-win right there. Again, I thank you so much for letting me be a part of it to spread the word. And again, this is in my on my website. This is also in my on Facebook and in my newsletter. And there's so many ways that you can find out about it. Share this with your friends and be a part of this great day. That is their 28th annual, and it's October 6th.
Monday, October 6th.
Yeah.
And Kim, you might want to do this. I mean, I'm prepared to play a little game. You like these kinds of things, so you can tell me how it might work. But maybe there is a way for, let's say, the first 20 people who call into your show, and obviously buy the ticket, you can make sure that they buy the ticket. But if they do, we'll acknowledge them with an additional 1,500 chips.
Wow.
At no extra cost, as an incentive to say, okay, you're listening, you're interested, show up, it'll be fun, you won't feel out of place, you'll feel at home, we'll take good care of you, and that way you'll show up with 2,500 chips waiting for you and a complimentary
drink.
That's great.
It's about getting people out there and coming to support.
There you go. Well, let's just do that, John. I love games. You're absolutely right. So 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's get everybody. In fact, if you can email me that, I will put that all over so we can really get people excited about it. And again, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this great event. Again, October 6th, get out there. You can golf all day. You can have dinner and then play poker all night. It's going to be a fun one. And again, it's for a great cause. So thank you so much, John. Again, our
Thanks
phone number
me.
Right here, 419-0008. Get your name in for this golf tournament. All right, John, Grace, thank you so much for being
take
here.
Take care.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, we've got lots of things that we're giving away here. So write that phone number down, 419-0008. We've got Dr. Roz Warner. She is from Reduce Medical Group. And Jennifer, she's got that gleam. Okay,
I can't say enough great
I know, but
it.
You look hot, and we're going to find out
thank
why
you.
And what's going on with you and how you have been reducing your weight. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll be right back.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be Spirit Connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemoorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets.
On October 6th, the 28th Annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be returning to the North Ranch Country Club. The tournament will feature a putting contest, brunch, refreshments on the course, cocktail hour, silent auction, helicopter ball drop, and awards dinner.
Be prepared for some fun in the sun while supporting your local Rotary Club. For more information, please contact Nancy Lasota at 805-469-4548. Sign up online at www.sunriserotarygolfer.com.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you are at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 a month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-5140. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-5140. That's 805-375-5140. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-5140.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got Jennifer and Sherry and Tom, and Dr. Roz Warner just joined us right now, and she is from Reduce Medical Group. And we were, you know, I know that everybody's been hearing how we are all talking about Jennifer and how good she looks, and you can look that way too. So I'm so excited to hear from Dr. Roz Warner. How are you? And thank you for joining us here.
I'm well, thank you. So glad to have you.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Reduce Medical.
Reduce Medical is an interesting weight loss program. What happened was about 25 years ago, a psychiatrist decided to start a behavior modification program for weight loss. And it was an interesting concept, and it seemed to have worked really well. And somewhere along the line, I got pulled into that particular practice. So I've been the medical director of that kind of a program up north for probably about 20 years. And we decided then to move the program down into our area here, since this is where I live.
I'm so glad you did. So there's so many weight loss programs out there. What makes Reduce so unique?
Well, I can tell you with my experience, this program works. The idea is that we basically try to partner with those people that decide that they want to come to us. And in that partnership, we're really able to help them approach and conquer whatever sorts of things that are out of control in their life, so they can basically try to learn how to control them.
Wow. So when you say out of control, Sherry's a therapist here, but eating, is that, you know, I know there's eating disorders, right, that you eat out of stress, you can eat out of, you know, what are some of the ways?
Well, actually, there anything you can think of, there are millions of reasons why people have any kind of a change in life that causes them to do something that they have no control over. I think the whole issue is that you actually don't have control. And if you don't have control, then you are not really able to do things that are better for you, better for your health. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so one of the tips would be obviously mindful eating. I mean, what are some of the tools that people walk away with? Because, you know, it is a big issue that I find when people are under stress, or, you know, that's when the binge eating occurs, or they just want to numb out, just like any addiction. It's a way to not be present in their life because something's so uncomfortable.
Exactly right. I think an interesting way to approach this is that what we do is not necessarily give you things to do. You know, we don't really say do this, you know, items 1, 2, 3, or 4. What we do is we spend a lot of time in our counseling sessions talking to you, finding out what your lifestyle is like and what areas of your lifestyle are out of control, and then try to partner to figure out how you can actually gain control in those areas. It's different for everybody. I think that's the main point. The main point is anybody that comes into this program is an individual and treat it as an individual. And in that respect, find out what it is that they need for us to help them with, and we do.
Well, I have to tell you, I've never really had a weight problem, but as I've gotten older, hormones, right, and life kind of just changes. And all of a sudden, I'm like, now I see what some of my friends, because I used to go, just don't eat as much. What's the big deal? But, oh, my God, my heart goes out to people that...
See, that's the worst. I was always very, very thin. So you, when you get older, when you're not quite so thin anymore, you're like, well, what exactly would I do to fix this?
Yeah.
And I think that's... It's almost better if you have struggled with it your entire life because you have a little bit of a base of knowledge as opposed to being thin and then gaining weight.
Yeah, I totally agree. So... You know, it's almost like, okay, now I've actually discussed it with my doctor, you know, that you should only have 10,000 or 1,200 calories to 1,000 calories. That's even kind of hard to be like, okay, calories, you know. Then my daughter's like, Mom, don't worry about the calories. We'll worry about, you know, points more. You know, so how tell us. I'm so confused by this, and I'm so excited you're here.
I'm confused too. There are so many ways to do it. And you know, in this particular area of weight loss, there's really just not a whole lot of medical research that's been done. If you start talking about addictions, there's a lot of medical research that's been done in addictive areas and how to conquer them. But and some weight loss causes are addictive kinds of causes. But let's just say we recognize in our program that there are a million ways to do this, and everybody's going to approach it differently. So we don't do points. We don't do foods. We don't do shots. We don't do supplements. We don't do, well, we try to do calorie counts. What we try to do is have people kind of keep track of how many calories they're eating in a day. It's sort of one of the things that we try to send them away with. And if they can keep track, it doesn't matter where they are when they start. It just matters that there's a starting point. So like you said, 1,200 calories, that's ideal for a woman. 1,500 calories is ideal for a man in order to lose weight. That may not be what you eat in terms of maintenance. But if you can possibly try to give us a starting point or give yourself a starting point. And remember, we're partners here. We're trying to do this together.
I love that, partners, because we all need partners. Right, Tom? That's been our...
Sure we do.
Right.
Yeah, we all need a partner.
I know. We always
wake
go back
and say,
and
howdy.
I know.
Sweet.
But I have to say, what I think is really important about Reduce and what I've really found to be the most successful is you do have a partner. You have to check in. There's someone
you're
there to talk to. You're
accountable, right?
And there is someone there to make that makes time for you to sit and talk to you and figure out why it worked this week, why it didn't work this week, what were your struggles, what do I think was the problem. And I think that's important. You need someone there to talk to about that.
And I, for example, Jennifer, I've been seeing Jennifer, and I didn't give Jennifer, you know, a script of these are the foods you eat, this is the exercise you do, this is what you do, blah, 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 blah. The one thing I think I said to Jennifer is, this will work. You have to be committed to do it. You have to learn how to do it. There are lots of reasons why this isn't happening for you and lots of reasons why you're here, which is great. But if I could go home with you, I could make this work. But since I'm not going home with you, we're going to have to figure out a way for you to make this work because this is for you.
So, Jennifer, I mean, if you want to share on air, what was the things that you discovered were out of control, if you care to share?
I think it's more for... not so much like out of control or that kind of thing, but I figured out when I ate and made bad choices, it's being nervous, things I can't, maybe I can't keep this from happening or do that. Like those are times.
And that's
like,
a control issue, right?
It is. I guess it is. I'd like to put it in a prettier package.
But yeah,
you know, perfect example was when we had Hillary Fogelson, the person who wrote Pale Girl Speaks, when I was reading her book, I was like, oh, I don't think I can read this because I've had melanoma and it's very... That's
touching.
A tough one
yeah.
for me. And I found myself eating a brownie, and I don't even like brownies.
You mean that was a trigger for you, that, mm-hmm. that author or that... Oh, that's
just
very
the subject.
Oh, yeah.
The subject.
Wow.
And I was like, and I kind of like let myself eat it so I could sort of see the whole thing. And I was like, wow, I am eating this right now because I do not want to read this book, and I don't want to talk about melanoma, and I don't want to do any of that.
Very interesting, Jennifer.
So when Jennifer told me that the last time we sat and talked, I looked at her and I said, you are amazing. Look at what you've done. You have figured out.
She identified
what it is that makes you do things, and you looked at it and you stopped yourself, and the next time you'll be further along that pathway of identifying. It's all about you being able to take care of this yourself.
Mm. And the funny thing is, I don't think of myself as a control person. Sherry's probably like, are you crazy? But I've had a couple friends say to me just little things like, well, you do this with your kids because of that. And I think that couldn't possibly be true because that's a very controlling person that would do that. Obviously, I need to be in control. And that's it's very hard for me to not be.
Well, obviously, people are controlling when they feel that some part of their life was out of control. I mean, my own daughter, you know, has some control issues that she's working on. And it was because her childhood was a little out of control with, you know, a lot of the things that were going on in my life.
You know what I find so interesting, and maybe you can help me with this, and for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Dr. Roz Warner. We're getting educated on this amazing, you know, reduced medical group that has come here to our area that you can actually, if that's something that's really been working, you know, not working for you, then one, how do they find out about you? But I have a question for you.
How do they find out about us?
Yes.
Well, from this show in particular.
What's the and their, your phone number so that they can get in touch with you?
805-375-5140. You can call. The first appointment or session is an appointment, so you call in and you get scheduled. And then after that, you do drop-in visits. The way we kind of run this thing is that, you know, the first time you come, you have a counseling session. What we do at that particular session is find out what it is that we have to deal with. We mostly talk about exercise. We talk about dietary controls. And then if it seems like you are the kind of person that needs a little bit of jump start, then we can also prescribe some appetite suppressant medications. We use some very mild forms of appetite suppression and use those as long as you need them. The cost of the program is actually $100, and that's for the visit. And the medications are included in that cost. So,
oh, wow.
Really reasonable.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
And that's part of our mission, to do reasonable weight control.
So I'm thinking about my own mom. I mean, she, I think, literally was on speed when I was growing up. I mean, this is back in the 60s and 70s, and she would be on different diet pills. Mm-hmm. And that was in the old days where she would see a doctor. So tell me, obviously, that's not what you're doing here. What is the difference between what they're taking now and what they used to give people?
I think what they used to give were much stronger amphetamines.
Yeah.
We're using an amphetamine-like medication, but it is a much milder form. It's not addictive. And it does cause some side effects, and they're very typical and usually short-lived. Things like dry mouth, constipation possibly, insomnia, a little bit of insomnia, some increased heart rate, a little bit increase in blood pressure, but those things go away. And that's why we see you back, you know, the next month, not only to give you more medication if you decide you're going to stay on that prescription, but also to check those parameters. If you find that you're very, very uncomfortable and things aren't going away, you call us. You come right back in. You don't wait the 28 days.
And you're
days.
A doctor.
I'm
so
a
you're
doctor.
Walking you through them, and I think that that's great.
Yes, and also what I've done is I've trained two nurse practitioners that are also working with us, so they're medical practitioners as well. We're all medical.
I'm obviously way too controlled to have any of those side effects, so it's been perfect for me.
Yeah.
But it definitely is not diets that have been in the past. And I've made mention of this before, that you could stay up for 5 days. You don't need to eat for a week. It's definitely not that. You do not get that. If that's what you're looking for, this is not going to do that for you. It just gives you an opportunity to make a healthy choice.
And I like that. I like that a lot.
You know, I was going to say one other thing, but it might be where you're going as well. I'm not sure. A little bit of a scientific aspect to this, since I was asked a little bit about that, was that the American Medical Association has actually put together, they did a study, and what they came up with were designated stages of life changes, and probably you're aware of those, Sherry, but there are four very simple stages of life changes that happen to a person. And in our kinds of programs, what you deal with really are stages 2 and stage 3. Stage 1 is called the pre-contemplative stage, where the person doesn't even know that they need to change their life. The second stage is then called the contemplative stage, where they've just become aware of the fact that they need to make a change.
Yeah, so this is definitely used in the addiction field
exactly.
For motivational interviewing.
Exactly. So then they'll come in at that point, hopefully, because they know they need to do something. Even in a medical, you know, like my gynecology practice, you know, somebody will, oh, wait a minute, I need to get my pap smear or whatever. Then the third stage is really our interface stage. That's the action stage, where we actually try to put together a plan of action for somebody. And it's different for everybody in weight loss. It's different for everybody in addiction as well. It's not so different in a pap smear, but no.
And so is that what kind of doctor you are?
I'm a gynecologist, right?
Oh, I love the match because, wow, okay.
But I want to say something really quickly. Obviously, I need to not eat as much and all that, but I'm like an everyday person. I'm a person that you would see anywhere on the streets. This is radio, so you can't really see what we look like right now.
She looks hot.
But, I mean, I'm like a perfectly normal person. I just needed to help losing weight.
Right. You know what? We're at the end of our show. Okay. We're going
to
have you back.
I'd love to come back.
I'm telling you, this is so interesting. But not only that, this is so helpful for so many people out there. We're rolling into the holidays right now. We need to be mindful about what we do. Give out the phone number one more time.
The phone number is 805-375-5140, and it's located right off the 101 freeway off of Wendy. And I advise anyone to check it out if you're looking to lose weight and start a healthy life.
There you go.
And I just want to say that because of today and being here, that if you call that phone number and make an appointment and mention the Kim Pagano Show, you'll get $20 off.
Oh, I love
it. On your first visit.
That's great.
Let's do it.
All right, Dr. Roz Warner, Reduce Medical Group. Thank you so much. What a great show. And thank you for everyone being here, of course, today. The Brighter Side of the 805. And of course, let us end our show with a moment of happiness. When you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't. With that, do something for yourself today and, give Reduce a call. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.